That's right. This is Stories and Stuff, and this is Joy Bubbles here in Minneapolis. Oh, I know what I'll tell you about today. The time that I played hooky from school, can you guess what happened when my daddy found out? Oh, you did guess. Okay. Well, that's the way it was, just like you guessed. Daddy found out because he's the one that decided I was going to play hooky that day. I didn't know Daddy even knew where I went to school in fourth grade. But all of a sudden, one surprising day, we were just getting ready for arithmetic, in walked somebody that sounded just like Daddy. And he was. And he said, "Honey, we're playing hooky today." I said, "What? What's playing hooky mean?" And he said, "That means you just leave school right in the middle of it, or don't go at all, and you stay out of school." And I'd never heard of a word like play hooky then. And he said, "Well, it's about time you learned." I said, "Daddy, you're supposed to be at work," because he never missed a day at work. And he said, "Well, I'm not. I'm playing hooky too, honey," he said. "And so where do you want to go?" And I said, "I know what. That stool at the drugstore that squeaks so loud, I want to spin it as much as I want." "Well, let's see. We'll do that at lunch, but where do you want to go first?" And I said, and then suddenly I started thinking. And I said, "Well, I want to see a boxcar. I've heard they have metal wheels, trains do. I want to see a train wheel, and I want to get a piece of railroad track, and I want to see the phone boxes, you know, that what they're like when the phone cables go through them and they're outside. I never actually know what's inside one." And I said, "I'll think about what else to do." And he said, "Yeah, don't tell Mother or anything where we go. It's just us boys." So, playing hooky. I said, "Daddy, we got to wait. I got my arithmetic coming next." He said, "No, we're leaving, honey. I talked to the teacher, and I just told her, you know, we need to go. It's important." So we got in the car, and first thing he said, "Well, we might as well look around and find the railroad track." And sure enough, we did. And there was a boxcar where we found him. "Is a boxcar a train?" And Daddy said, "No, it's a part of a train." And he showed me the hitches where the cars hooked, and they were kind of dirty and greasy. He said, "Oh, just wipe your hands on your pants. Don't tell Mother." And so I reached under there and found the wheel. And, "Gosh, it is metal." And he said, "Yeah, it's real hard steel, because they have to hold a lot of weights." And the wheel was sitting on the railroad track, and then there was a little side thing on the wheel that stuck out. And I said, "What's this?" And Daddy said, "Oh, that part's called a flange." "How do you spell flange?" And he said, "F-L-A-N-G-E. He spelled it for me, and I remembered it. You know what? About 4 years later, in a spelling bee at eighth grade, there was the word flange, and I spelled it and kept on standing instead of losing. I wouldn't have known it had an E at the end, but I remembered it because Daddy spelled it to me. I didn't tell him in that spelling bee that I'd learned that on the day I played hooky from fourth grade. So then he said, "Yeah, you want a piece of railroad." So we went to a man and talked about it, and he said, "You know, I can do that, but I don't know. I don't think you want a piece like we have. We're going to have to cut it because it's about 20 feet long or so." I think he said 20 feet or something, the piece we got. "You don't want one that big, do you?" "No, no, my son wants to be able to lift it. I don't think he'd want a 20-foot piece, because I'd have to carry it for him, and I don't think..." So anyway, he said, "Well, it'll take a while to cool." And so I measured about the length of one I wanted to have off, 6 or 8 inches, I think. And I said, "Okay, we'll cut it there." You know, and I said, "How big is a train ball bearing?" And he was telling me, and I said, "I've always wanted a big steel marble." And he said, "Well, I got one for you, big as a golf ball. It has just a slight spot on it. It won't actually work anymore as a bearing. Well, we really could grind it down, but I'll tell you what, I'll just give it to you." So he gave me this thing almost the size of a golf ball that was solid steel, train ball bearing, real smooth and everything. And we had to come back for the railroad, so we went out to find the telephone box, and sure enough, there was one, and well, some of them were locked, but we found one that was open, and Daddy was showing me the binding post. He said, "You know, those little screw things," and all of a sudden, the telephone man caught up and with us stopped and said, "Just what are you doing in that box?" And Daddy said, "Well, my blind son has been wondering for years what's in one of these." And so he said, "Well, let me show you." And so he said, "These screw things are called binding posts here." OK, because I was seeing a screw things. And he said, well, actually, you know, he told me what they were called. And he said, now, there's different colors of cables. And I said, what colors? And he said, well, they're in sequence. Now, there's blue, orange, green, brown, slate for one wire, and white, red, black, yellow, violet for the other wires. The other wire of the two. And you put them together, and he was explaining it. I didn't remember at that time the combinations. I later learned it, though, but I remembered all 10 of the colors, because it was telephone man talk. And he was telling me about PIC cable, polyethylene insulated, because he said, this kind has lead in it, but there's PIC. And so he followed him, and he drove us to somewhere where there's PIC. And it had a plastic cover and stuff on it. And he said, now what you really want to see is icky PIC. See, water can get in cables, and it would really disrupt service. We got icky PIC. And why is it icky PIC? Because it's gooey stuff to goo, you know, to insulate, keep out the water. And so he showed me some, and it was goo that you could hardly wipe off your hands. It was so gooey and icky. No wonder it was icky PIC. Icky polyethylene insulated cable. And it was goo in there, like, and it was pretty hard to get off. But so that was the day I did learn about the phone. And Daddy said, you know, it's about time for lunch. And the guy said, yeah, it's about time for mine, too, actually. And so we went to the drugstore, and I think Daddy may have paid the waitress a little bit. I think I heard some money change hands. I don't know, because when I started spinning on that stool, the very favorite one, I mean, it was something like, and the faster I spinned on it, the louder that squeak got. And Daddy had told her I wanted to spin as much as I wanted. This was a special day. I wonder why Daddy had decided to take off work. He said one time that he had a dream the night before, but I never did know what it was. And so he took that day off. And I spun that stool and spun it. And I said, you know, I've always wanted four little hamburgers. So Daddy ordered me four of them. And you're not going to eat all of those, are you? Well, we'll take it home if you don't, or I'll eat it or feed it to the birds or something. But before we left, I had all four of them eaten. You get hungry playing hooky from school, you know. Louder and louder went that stool. You know, a couple of weeks later when we came back in there to eat, that stool had been oiled and it didn't squeak like that anymore. I wonder why. Well, that was just about by the time we did a couple more things, it was just about the whole day, and we got home and never did tell Mother what we did. She wondered at my dirty pants, but after all, he had said, wipe your hands on your pants, and when your hands are dirty and you wipe your hands on your pants, the pants get dirty too. I mean, it's easy enough to explain, but anyway, it was a day that I'll always remember, and I waited after that, fourth, fifth, sixth, waited for Daddy to come and us to play hooky again, but, you know, he never did. But in all the years, I remember the one and only day that I played hooky from school, and when Daddy found out, because Daddy was the instigator, yep, I didn't even know where we went to school. He had never been to school before that, our school, or never was there after that, I don't think. But he sure found it then, and came, and just us boys. So, anyway, guess I'll think of something else to tell you next week, and stay strong, and take care of each other, take time to play, and, don't let God laugh alone. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.